You're listening to The Shoulders of Giants, where we profile the greatest theorems and ideas in mathematics.
During the early mid to 19th century, mathematics was reaching a level of maturity and complexity it had never before achieved. However, what mathematicians began to find is that many of the ideas and concepts that they had been using for years had never been rigorously proved. This led to a movement to strengthen the base of mathematics, during which time many key concepts were officially defined and agreed upon. One of the major theorems to be defined during this time was the intermediate value theorem. This important idea seemed basic and intuitive, and had been widely used for some time by great mathematicians such as Gauss and Euler, without any attempt at proving it. Not until 1817 did a Bohemian man named Bernard Bolzano come out with an analytical proof of the theorem, including it among some other important ideas involving continuity. The intermediate value theorem states that on any continuous function, ranging from A to B, where the output for that function ranges from C to D, with A, B, C, and D being real numbers, then for any point between C and D, there must be a point between A and B that corresponds to it. In other words, if you plug in every single value between A and B into that function, you will eventually get every value between C and D as an output. Essentially, this characterizes a general quality of continuous functions that has been assumed by mathematicians for years before Bolzano. This theorem builds some of the basic foundations of how we look at functions. Though not generally used in functions involving real numerical values, the theorem has been used to prove a few basic theoretical properties of continuous functions. By actually proving that these functions must obtain every value between its two boundaries, one can start to concretely prove more and more complex characteristics of these functions. One important example of this is called Bolzano's theorem, which states that any bounded continuous function that achieves values above and below zero must reach the value zero at some point. These and other ideas use the intermediate value theorem as a base to jump off of, forming new, more complex theorems about functions. This theorem also has some real-world applications, affecting things that seem to have little to do with mathematics. A recent study has found that by using the intermediate value theorem, one can correct a table that wobbles. Assuming the table has even legs, and the floor isn't too uneven, i.e. no steps, then any table can comfortably rest on any floor. The idea is based around the fact that a table will always rest on three legs, with the fourth leg being either above or below the floor. Let's say that the fourth leg is in the air, with the third leg being adjacent to the fourth one, rests on the floor. By pushing down on the side connecting legs 3 and 4, keeping legs 1 and 2 stationary, the airborne leg will eventually rest on the ground, but the third leg will be below it. Now here's the key part. By rotating the table 90 degrees around its center and making sure to keep those original three legs still touching the ground, the fourth leg will take the place of the third leg. That fourth leg has gone from being in the air to being under the floor, during which all of the other three legs were firmly on the ground at all times. Hopefully you can imagine this, because this is where the intermediate value theorem comes in. Since the floor is continuous, by this theorem, the fourth leg must obtain all of the points between being above ground and below ground. Therefore, according to Bolzano's theorem, that leg must be just at ground level at some point, resulting in all four legs being stable. So next time, instead of slipping a piece of wood or napkin under an offending table leg, just use this theorem. All of your friends will be impressed. Although the intermediate value theorem has never changed the face of mathematics or initiated entirely new disciplines of the science, it nonetheless has affected many forms of higher math. Without having these basic definitions of what it means to be a continuous function, or other such basic properties, higher math would be utterly meaningless. This theorem is part of a base of knowledge that allows mathematicians to have a concrete understanding of how a function operates.